Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. There goes Cochran trying to get to home. Vosmick throws the ball into Knickerbocker who relays the ball to Myatt, who tags Cochran, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Myatt to Farrell to Kahm, who tags Coleman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Myatt moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins bunts and there's an error on the play. Fox scores. Cochran moves to third. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell has Cochran trapped. He runs over and tags Cochran for the out. Higgins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Higgins scores. Miller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Bishop moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing right field. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.